My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Oh, we did have an unbelievable baseball finish yesterday. Nothing to do with the Guardians. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. But we start out about last night.
Yeah.
With the Cleveland Browns having a press conference with head coach Kevin Stefanski up there. Rumors swirling all over the place about whether or not the Browns are going to trade for Brandon Ayuk of the San Francisco 49ers. Kevin Stefanski, boy, how much clarity would he offer? None at all.
To reports, respectfully, and I understand the question, but really just focused on today and the practice. I don't really concern myself with reports. As you can imagine, any conversations I have with our guys, I keep to ourselves, if you will. We really focus on what's going on in our building, not necessarily what's going on outside the building.
Well, you wonder how that is yesterday for Stefanski. Goes out to coach the team, and meanwhile, I don't know whether or not Andrew Berry's telling him it could happen at any moment, or if Andrew Berry is telling him, hey, we definitely put in an offer. There's other teams in there. Like, what kind of communication do you think that is between front office and coach?
I think they're sitting in the room together probably at some point.
Right. But I'm
having
just saying,
a big conversation.
I'm just saying, once he goes out to coach the team, is there anything like, hey, I'll give you a hand signal if we get him, or I'll just scream his name out?
No,
like, how does that work?
He will, because honestly, the media, unless Andrew's already standing out there, but you got to be careful, because if Andrew's standing out there, there's going to be cameras on him, and they're going to be seeing to see if he's checking his phone, which he's going to check his phone. He's a general manager.
He has to, yeah.
So there's also, there's probably a protocol, if it were to happen, that he would, who's the chief of staff? Is it still Callie Brownson, or she's moved on to a different position? In the, like, she's an assistant wide receiver coach. Is she still the chief of staff? I'm not sure. Maybe Andrew would text her or the chief of staff, and then they would tell him. Because if he goes walking out there from the building, of course, by the time he walks out there, it's probably already gone through Schefter and Rappaport, right, and everybody like that. So,
oh yeah,
who really knows how this all goes?
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by how a day like yesterday works. So, obviously, you can imagine, there were plenty of particular names. Mostly yesterday, I heard Amari Cooper. That was the number one name that would be shipped out. Heard Elijah Moore. That was another one. And then Wyatt Teller has been mentioned. Even Conklin, a little bit, I've seen mentioned. So those are pretty much the names. So you wonder, those guys still have training camp. They're getting ready. It's a preseason game here at the end of the week. So With all of that said, I thought it was interesting when Cedric Tillman got a chance to answer questions yesterday, and he was asked what Amari Cooper has meant to him.
It meant a lot. You know, people don't think Amari really talks a lot. You know, he talks, you know, but just kind of seeing how he goes about his day, being a pro, and just biggest thing, how he's consistent.
So, look, these guys are pros. I don't think it's that difficult, even for a young guy like Cedric Tillman, to answer questions about Amari Cooper. And they know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they check their phones. They have their buddies texting. They want to know what their roles are going to be in an offense if there is a change. Although I don't know that their role would change all that much if, like, Amari Cooper left and Brandon Ayuk came in. But these guys, I think in many ways, they're just like us. I think that probably Cedric Tillman doesn't know anything more than we do about whether or not there's a chance Amari Cooper gets shipped out. And we've heard so much about how important Amari Cooper has been, you know, not just on the field, but behind the scenes.
In a lot of ways, they probably know just as much as the fans do.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to go and tell 90 guys in your locker room and then send them out to practice or anything like that. It's kind of like this is a business. It's a very public business. And if he's here at the end of practice, then he's here at the end of practice. If he's not, then, well, obviously we know what's going on here. So that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, yesterday, as the rumors were swirling, Kenny, did you have any kind of a clear thought on whether or not this was going to happen for the Browns yesterday? Did your odds vacillate throughout the day?
That the Browns were going to get him? I thought that they'd get worse as time goes on. Because I would feel, and I know that Mitch had sent the tweets, you and I were not fooled by any of the Pittsburgh's out stuff. You and I were not. Yeah, I don't think any Browns fan was fooled by that. Maybe Pittsburgh fan has. When you're the first team out for Deshaun Watson and then you end up getting Deshaun Watson, it suspends all belief in any of that stuff. You're never out until it's out. So that's the same. Like, if they were to come back and say, the Browns are out on Brandon Ayuk, I'd say, nope, the Browns are absolutely still in on Brandon Ayuk until it's done. Mm-hmm. That's the way it would go, because you're never out until it's actually done. So I didn't believe that the Steelers were out. It's fun messing with Pony. That's a hoot. I enjoy that over in Pittsburgh, but other than that, and I didn't think for a second that it was like, I will tell you that certain coworkers of his were texting, and it's not like they don't like Pony. They like Pony. This sounds bad.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They were kind of having some fun at his expense, and I swear to God, I was texting him going, hey, you guys aren't out of this. You know that, right? Well, why? And I go, guys, I know you guys don't pay attention to the Browns as obviously as close as we do. I brought up the Deshaun Watson thing. I go, they were the first team out on Thursday morning. At 10:30 in the morning, they were out. And then what happened the next day? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're never out. None of this stuff is done until it's done.
Well, here is the latest. Schefter last night, 10:40, this went live on ESPN. After inquiring about Brandon Ayuk's availability, the New England Patriots have decided not to explore any further trade possibilities with the 49ers regarding their standout wide receiver. Patriots were one of three teams that had been in contact with the Niners on a potential trade. The Browns and the Steelers were the other two. So, Kay, what do you make of the Patriots part of this? Because, you know, I thought it was interesting. No similarities between the Patriots and the Browns, yet those were the two teams that were supposedly the last two yesterday when Pittsburgh was out of the running. What did you make of that to begin with, that it was the Patriots and the Browns?
I think that the reasoning behind it would be a football reasoning behind it would be that, you know, we were like, well, what does Jacoby Brissett? Jacoby Brissett is a placeholder. He's a journeyman. He's a good guy, but we know where this is going. It's going to Drake May, and it'll go to Drake May sooner than later. And you want Drake May to have somebody to throw to kind of set himself as a security blanket. 1,300 yards for Brandon Ayuk would be a security blanket for him. So you could kind of get him to have a guy to look at that can get open, that you can move the ball down the field, get the chains moving, and get him acclimated to the NFL. And then you start to explore the space and see what Drake May could really do. That makes sense there. It's the same thing with Washington. You know, you have a rookie QB that's going to take over there, and so you want to make sure that he is taken care of as best he can with a top-end wide receiver that could possibly help out. The difference is, though, is that I would want Terry McLaurin back, which Terry McLaurin might be the most underrated wide receiver in all the NFL.
Yeah.
You specified that, and I think you're right. But you go and say that all this to be said that you have two different teams here that have young quarterbacks. You have another team and another team that want to make the playoffs in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. So you have two completely different ways of thinking for a lot of folks. But I think overall, you have a option of how much you want to give up for a wide receiver that you are going to have to pay right off the rip. You have to have an agreement in principle before that's all done. You have to have an agreement in principle before that's all done.
One final note.
Sorry, I had to repeat myself because I'm giving signals over here at the same time. Go ahead.
One final note. We almost had baseball history developing over the last week. If you've been following the White Sox, their struggles, the losing streak. Mitch, what'd the losing streak get up to?
You have to have an agreement in principle before it's all
21.
21.
That's a lot.
Tied for the American League record.
21. Were they going to get it last night? Take it from John Schriffen.
John Schriffen. White Sox.
This could do it. Out to left field, coming in. Benintendi. And the streak is over. After 21 L's in a row, the White Sox come to the West Coast and get their first win in a long time. Say it with me. Southside. Stand up.
Stand up, Kenny. They did it.
NBC Sports Chicago.
That's right. The Schriff is back. Regaining that swagger.
Yeah, the Schriff is back and better than ever been.
And the White Sox get the victory. Did you feel good for them?
No.
Did you feel good for Schriff?
No.
What a night at the old ball yard for Schriff.
I don't feel good for anybody there.
Good for them. Hard earned. Boy, fireworks going on. They're looking like they're having some fun there. A mobbing at home plate.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's terrific. Gatorade bath. The White Sox. The plucky White Sox.
Nah, now we can just forget about them.
At least
they were doing something memorable. Now you can just forget about them. Great.
Hey, everybody counted them out. Big win yesterday. White Sox. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.